This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I got a lot of cool stuff to talk about today. All right, apparently, scientists, okay, can take cancer cells, they say. And they have been able to figure out how to take a cancer cell and turn it back into a healthy cell. This is way cool. Now, I know a lot of you guys think, you know, we doctors are geeks because we find this stuff fascinating. No, I think we're all geeks because any of us have ever had a family member who had cancer, this could be one of the biggest breakthroughs to cancer treatment. So I'm really, really excited about this. One thing I'm not too excited about is many of you guys are cleaning with these antimicrobial bacterial wet wipes. And they're pretty cool because they're, you know, a wipe and you can wipe something down, etc. Well, now they're saying that these wet wipes are spreading deadly bacteria. So you guys are now screwing everything up for everybody. So we'll have to talk about that. While we talk about cleaning up, like on our airplane seat, etc., we have the dirtiest areas of an aircraft revealed. Very interesting to see where things are the most dirty and disgusting. So we're going to talk about that. Many of you suffer from back pain. And what's been a very, very huge adjunct to therapy has been these steroid injections. And we've been using them to thwart surgery for your back, neck, etc. All right. Now we're hearing that these spinal steroid injections may not be all that. And many of you guys have already told me that and have already felt only temporary relief. But we have a study talking about that for those of you guys thinking about doing that. And then possibly we are going to have a vaccine that would give us lifelong protection to the flu so we don't have to continually go and get flu shots. That would be pretty, pretty nice. And so we'll talk about that. See, I teach you guys something. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As a bunch of kids are going back to school and we're all doing the dance, we're like, yee-haw. Although I guess some places back east, they still haven't started school. Many places, I guess they start school after Labor Day weekend. So I'm not really sure about that. But anyway, I'm still seeing a lot of colds. I'm seeing sore throats and stuffy noses and earaches, etc. So Fox News has a nice little list of some foods that can help fight summer colds. And I agree with this list. I think this list is pretty, pretty nice. Broccoli. All right. Broccoli is a wonder vegetable. I think it helps fight arthritis pain, and I think it helps protect against colds. All right? Apparently, broccoli has vitamin C. One cup of broccoli has 135% of the daily recommended value. It has antioxidants like lutein, zeaxanthin, and beta-carotene. It also has omega-3s and anti-inflammatory agents, kemphorol, isothiocyanates, and those make you feel better. So, broccoli, you can eat a variety of ways. I like mine completely lathered in butter and cheese, but that's not the healthiest way to do it. Yogurt. Yogurt's another food on the list. It has a lot of lactobacillus. And lactobacillus is a probiotic. It boosts the immune system, helps promote healthy digestion, prevents harmful bacteria growing in your GI tract. And so it's nice. Yogurt's also sweet. You want a good dessert. I think yogurt is great and it's filling. For breakfast, yogurt has calcium and calcium helps you lose weight. Yogurt keeps you full, so yogurt's nice. Again, my favorite yogurt is the frozen chocolate yogurt with strawberry topping and M&Ms. Now, we're talking about the white, curdly, breakfast-type yogurt. You know, I know. I like what, I think, is it Starbucks or Einstein bagels that mixes fruit and granola in it? I like that. I like parfaits. That I could do. Red wine. They say it could ward off the common cold because it has the flavonoids, the antioxidants from red grapes and resveratrol. They say red wine can help fight nasal viruses. And I know a lot of you guys are like, great, I'll just spread, you know, red wine all over the house. That would smell really good. But in moderation, please. Cinnamon. Cinnamon has been used by the Chinese for centuries because of its antioxidant activity. It has antibacterial, antifungal properties. It's really, really cool. They say you could use cinnamon to relieve cough and sore throat by putting a couple sticks into boiling water that you're going to be using for tea. Make sure you cool it off first so your green tea will have the cinnamon that the tea bag is thrown into the water that has cinnamon in it. So that could be pretty cool. Try it. And then black pepper. Black pepper is a natural expectorant. Now, what do expectorants do? They break up mucus and they break up phlegm. So those of you guys who are, you know, sick and then all of a sudden you eat something spicy, you're like, I could breathe more. I could cough it up now. Well, that's probably because of the spicy black pepper. It helps relieve cold symptoms quicker. They say 2 teaspoons of black pepper has 40% of your daily recommended intake of manganese, which we use for bone production and blood sugar control. Manganese is pretty important. I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, 2 teaspoons, 40%. How am I supposed to get the rest? I don't know. Just eat your vegetables. Usually your vegetables have everything, okay? Eat your vegetables. So those are foods that fight summer colds. I got a cold. My engineer, Tom, is out today. Not sure. It's weird because, you know, the GCN network is set in Minneapolis, and I'm here in Las Vegas. So when your radio host and your engineer gets kind of sick at the same time, you wonder what the hell is being fed between the radio waves. I'm not sure. Oh, well. All right, guys, when we come back, let's talk about these steroid injections for your back and how do we switch off cancer cells and make them healthy again. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so back pain, okay? A lot of us suffer from it, and it is probably one of the most common ailments that I see as a doctor in my office, and just in general. We see it with work-related injuries, we see it with childbirth, we see it with our truckers. It's just very, very common. And unfortunately, it's also very, is the word predictable, or it's not only common, but it's for many of us, going to be a definite in our future if we haven't had low back pain. And that's pretty scary stuff because I see my patients, young, old, they really, really suffer. And in the older days, when we would figure out, well, you know, it looks like it's maybe a disc that's pinching on a nerve, let's go in there and let us cut out the disc. And so we would, you know, go right to back surgery after trying some therapy or some medications, etc. And you had many people with failed back surgery syndrome where it just didn't work and they still had pain. Well, what was so earth-shattering in medicine and so such a, I guess, I'm sorry, I'm having some brain farts. See all this talk on dementia, then I forget the word. What was, I guess, so, why can't I think of the word? This is, like, really frustrating because now I have proof. I have actually digital proof that I'm having my brain farts. That's not good. My husband could use that against me later. Don't let him listen. Anyway, what was so groundbreaking in medical research, let's say, okay, was we were able to do these injections. We were able to inject a cocktail of maybe some steroid and some numbing medicine, analgesics, and inject it into the spot that would hurt. And we noticed we were putting off surgery, actually having less surgery. Why? Because there was another option. Whether it was placebo or whether these shots worked, many of us doctors welcomed them. We've known that it wasn't a cure-all. I mean, because, you know, think about it, okay? You have back pain. You have back pain because of arthritis or because you have a disc. You have something, an object that is putting pressure on the nerve. How is a little tiny itty-weedy little baby injection going to solve somebody's back problem for good? It's not. We've known all along. However, less people were going for surgery, and people were saying that their symptoms were tolerable. And so many of us in the medical field were like, well, then great, go with it. You know, if we are putting off surgery and patients are happy and they are being able to, you know, still move and be active, then I'm a fan. And that's really how many of us in the medical community have basically considered these injections. Well, a recent review published yesterday in the Annals of Internal Medicine, they looked at data from nearly 40 separate placebo-controlled studies of these epidural steroid injections. 30 studies focused on treatment for radiculopathy, which is basically the back pain that would radiate down the legs. 8 looked at spinal stenosis, where you have narrowing of the spinal canal, hence pain because of that. And according to this review, the injections given to treat the radiculopathy or the radiating pain provided some short-term pain relief, but not in the long run. They said the injections were not even superior to placebo, which is where you got an injection of like a dummy fluid that was a, an inert type of fluid. And there really no big difference between that or the injection. And they actually found in these studies that it did not reduce the need for surgery in the future. They say similarly, injections given to treat spinal stenosis were shown to be helpful in reducing the pain the first 6 weeks, but after that initial period, they did not provide significant advantage over placebo in terms of controlling pain. Okay, so then why are doctors continuing to prescribe the shots? Because not every single person ends up back on the operating table requesting surgery, okay? I have had more people than not say that the epidural shots did not provide long-term relief. But because every now and then you have somebody that says, I'm better, okay? And I can, I'm better for now. There's some merit to that. There's some value. So, you know, I'm a family doctor, so I don't really get involved with the epidural injections. What I usually do is I get an orthopedic doctor involved and I get a pain management doctor involved. And I have the pain management doctor evaluate them. These are people that are chronically requiring pain medication to manage your pain. Remember, back pain, especially when you got nerve pain, very difficult, very, very painful. All right, so I usually get pain management involved, and I get orthopedics involved. Orthopedics will spearhead a lot of the physical therapy, maybe the chiropractic, etc., but then they will be the ones to jump in and do surgery. Most orthopedics do not do the injections. They usually use pain management doctors for that. pain management doctors. Many of them were anesthesiologists, and so they know the anatomy well, as well as a back doctor, but they're the ones that seem to manage the pain management. And so they usually work in combination with them. And before somebody goes and has surgery, these injections get done. Now, another thing that also throws a piece into this whole puzzle are lawsuits and liability. Okay? If a doctor takes a person to surgery, and let's say there's a bad outcome, or let's say there's an outcome that was really not that favorable or successful, and somebody decides to sue, one argument the prosecuting attorney would have is you jumped into surgery. You rushed the person into surgery, and you didn't try all other options. So you'll have doctors out there go, look, I think you're going to need surgery. Okay, you know, but I don't want to be accused of you saying I'm rushing to surgery. So, I mean, I see where the disc is. Yes, we could try some physical therapy. Yes, we could try some conservative treatment. You could even try the injections. But let me just tell you, what you have is a surgical issue. Some people will say, fine, doctor, just do it. Others will say, well, let me try everything else first. They'll try everything else first, and they'll come back to the doctor. So if we still have lawsuits out there for a failed back surgery that revolve around and their premise and their argument is the doctor went to surgery too quickly, many of them will say, go ahead and try the injections. All right? And, you know, it's a part of a course of conservative treatment. Standard of care now is rather than rushing to surgery for a lesion in the back or an issue that may or may not be helped with surgery, you try all other conservative measures first. You try alternating ice and heat. You try therapy. You try home stretches. You try work restrictions. We can try chiropractic, massage, certain other modalities. Sometimes we'll get a physiatrist involved, a chiropractor involved, the pain specialist involved for injections. And after all those fail and the patient is coming in saying, I'm still in pain, then the orthopedic doctor can proceed. Now, where I as a patient would be upset is if I had an issue and it was being stalled. And I'm like, look, okay, these things don't work. Let me just, you know, go and have surgery. However, I would probably still as a patient want to try some of the other conservative measures first just to be on the safe side. All right? I would want to just, you know, before I had to go through surgery, see if it could work. Now, when do these injections work and why do they work? Okay, well, sometimes with pain, it's very interesting. Okay? A lot of you are walking around with herniated discs already, and they're not hurting you. So something happens that starts the cascade of pain. Maybe it was one little millimeter of a movement. Maybe it was you're in an inflammatory state and all of a sudden things are hurting. Maybe the weather is bad, etc. And so sometimes these shots will work if you have a condition that's chronic that all of a sudden is starting to hurt. Okay, so we do a little bit of the injection that has a little bit of steroid in it. We do and some of the analgesic in there. And then when it kind of numbs it and decreases inflammation, it may be enough to reverse the inflammatory process. And maybe the pain receptors will be a little bit dulled. Maybe the pain receptors won't wake back up, which is what we're hoping, and let you go back to your normal life. I don't know how many herniated discs I have. I've never had issues, knock on wood, so I haven't had the MRI. But God forbid something happens and I have pain and I get my first MRI and it says you have a disc herniation. How do I know if it's old or new? A lot of times you can't tell. If you aren't having back pain, how do you know? But a lot of people that don't have back pain do have little disc herniations. And disc is that little shock-absorbing, softer, basically disc in between your vertebrae. So sometimes these injections are just enough to break that cycle of pain. So I'm still a fan, but I understand they're by no means our cure. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I- I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us love these little wipes that we use. Every time I go flying, I bring these little antimicrobial wipes, and I feel like I'm being so hygienic, you know, because I'm kind of scrubbing the table for my kids as they put their, you know, toys and they they eat. And I mean, they used to. They used to have their little toys. And then a little play. They're on the plane. I'm like, okay, everybody just shut the hell up and go to sleep. You know, I had these antimicrobial wipes. So now we're being told by researchers that we are worsening the fight for MRSA when we use them. And MRSA is a very nasty bacteria. It is methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. MRSA is not something we want to mess with. And it's very, very resistant to a lot of antibiotics. Very, very scary. Causes a variety of illnesses and even possibly death. So this is something that we really don't want, and we don't want to, I guess, underestimate. So, a study, researchers in Wales, found the use of these antimicrobial wipes in hospitals may actually be spreading deadly bacteria. This was researchers at Cardiff University School of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Science. They tested 7 commonly used wipes and found that their ability to remove MRSA, Clostridium difficile, and Acinetobacter after a 10-second swipe was patchy. They even found that these wipes moved the bacteria to other surfaces. Researchers said they were surprised by these results, and hospital-grade wet wipes are supposed to be a part of the solution and not part of the problem. Different wipes contain different chemicals that kill microbes, like bacteria, viruses, and a variety of ways. Usually they have alcohol in the main chemical, and it usually kills bacteria by denaturing it, breaking it down. Also, some of these wipes could contain bleach. This promotes oxidation in the cells, which leads to their cell death. If wipes have old-fashioned soap, sometimes that works because soap is supposed to be antimicrobial, kind of destroying the fats in the cell walls, the bacteria and viruses, causing them to break down. And soap may actually be a very, very effective way, they even think, to kill viruses such as Ebola. But if you start to swipe it and move it to other areas, then you are now creating more of a problem. They say researchers used each wipe 10 times, which is unrealistic because most people just use one wipe, okay? And they say wipes should be used for no more than 5 swipes before they are discarded. Now, I would think 1 swipe per wipe, okay? See, that rhymes. See, you can do a, yeah, no, break down. 1 swipe per wipe. I would think, okay, you know, because you have the, you know, you take it. I mean, I can understand maybe flipping it over once, but then you're touching the dirty part. That doesn't make any sense. But think about it. If you go around and around in a circle with a wipe, okay, 5 times, they say. And they say then it should be discarded, and you need at least 1 for each square meter of surface area. 1 small area, which is like a shelf or somebody's meal tray, a single wipe should be used and then discarded and not used for another surface. They say wipes should contain at least 40% alcohol to be effective at killing microbes. Some may contain less than is needed. If the wipe is too dry because it's been badly stored or overused, discard it because the active ingredient has evaporated or been used up. That's a biggie. A lot of us will just wet the wipe with water because we think we are reactivating, and maybe there is some remnant alcohol or whatever in there. They say hospital patients sometimes are being cleaned with wet wipes. I wouldn't do that because I don't think a lot of the chemicals are appropriate for their skin. They say the wipe will also leave a residue, and not all the microbes are clean. Soap and water may actually clean it off. I love soap and water. It's cheap. It works. It's not as caustic. And so we need these wipes for hospital hygiene. But for many of us that clean, like, you know, like in an airport or like on our little tray table, we may be just spreading it to your next kid's area of sitting. So now let's take a look at the dirtiest areas of the airplane. Okay, this is going to kind of make you guys sick. All right, Mail Online Travel did this study. And I guess one ex-flight attendant told Read It, if you have ever spread your peanuts on your tray and eaten or really just touched your tray at all, you have more than likely ingested baby poo. I saw more dirty diapers laid out on those trays than food. I remember, this is actually a very good point. I remember when, you know, I had to travel with my kids when they were younger. And I would try to change them in the seat next to me. And you would basically lay the, you know, lay the thing on there. That's disgusting. So the tray table, pretty disgusting. Reports of passengers using the table to change their child's poopy diapers should mean you may want to use a lot of those wipes. Study by Auburn University found the tray table was the second highest carrier of E. coli in the plane cabin. And E. coli, this bacteria, very, very deadly, and it could live for about 72 hours, they say. So they want passengers to sanitize their tray tables and other surfaces before takeoff. The cabin crew person wanted to remain anonymous. Blankets and pillows. Okay? The blankets come in little plastic, so you think they're all clean, etc. And they say the freshly washed blankets and pillows are only supplied to the first flights of the day. Back in 2007, Wall Street Journal reporter Darren Evanson said he was told by one airline in the U.S. that the blankets would be washed only once every 30 days. I always bring my own blankies. I just do. Next, they say the armrests and the seatbelts, all right, very dirty, have E. coli. They probably have the highest levels of E. coli, more than the tray tables. Maybe it's because your arms are sitting there. Maybe it's because you don't wash your hands. Maybe it's because you're always pushing on the buttons. The plane seatbelts, touched by everybody, they say are rarely cleaned and replaced, so those are also dirty as well. Toilet handle, like any other, I guess, mall or shopping area, etc. Some of the dirtiest places, too. E. coli will live on the handle for 48 hours. The airplane lavatory has tons of microscopic germs, according to a University of Arizona study, and they say it is one of the germiest areas you will encounter elsewhere. I think a big problem is it's not a decent bathroom. So you're trying to wipe, and then you're trying to wash your hands, and it's very little water coming out, and it's very small, and you're like, you know what, I just got to get the hell out of here. Plus, people pee on the floor. I cannot tell you how many times there is urine on the floor of these things. Then you get it on your shoe. It's disgusting. They say you have people 50 people per toilet, and on a discount airline, 75 per toilet. They always find E. coli. The carpets and the seats are also disgusting. You drop some food, don't. One member of the cabin crew said they have seen passengers urinate on the seats. The carpets are filthy. They encourage passengers to use a sanitizing spray on their hands after using the loo. In-flight magazines. A lot of people grab the magazines. They don't clean the magazines. These magazines are pretty disgusting. The seat pocket has junk in it. Sometimes I like to take a peek to see what the people before me left. Pretty disgusting stuff, too. And then tap water. A 2013 study in the U.S. found that 12% of them, or one out of every 10 planes, tested positive for coliform. Coliform can be harmful bacteria, and it's also a sign that there's other harmful bacteria. So make sure that if you drink some water, it comes from a bottle, and not like your kid will be thirsty. And you know how you can't bring your own drinks? You got to buy like a $7 bottle of water at the airport now. So your kid will be thirsty, and you'll be like, okay, you know what? Just get something out of the sink. Do not have your kid take anything out of the sink. All right, so drink plenty of water. Bring your own water once they allow you to. Good luck. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY. Don't go away.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is something I'm so excited about. Scientists have discovered a way to, quote-unquote, switch off cancer. So they could make diseased cells healthy again. This comes out of Florida. All right. It's a breakthrough that focuses on a protein called Plica A7, or PLEKHA7. It helps healthy cells clump together. The researchers from the Mayo Clinic in Florida, and they showed it to be the missing or fault in a range of cancers. When this happens, key genetic instructions to the cells are scrambled, and then they could turn cancerous. The research team was led by Panos Anastasiadis. Panos Anastasiadis was able to reset the instructions, turning off the cancer. Experiments in a dish show that human cells from highly dangerous bladder cancers could be turned around and made normal again. He said initial experiments in some aggressive types of cancer are indeed very promising. This approach, which he detailed in the journal Nature Cell Biology, would apply to most cancers other than brain and blood cancers. It includes lung cancer, which is obviously the biggest cancer killer, and unfortunately causes 1 in 5 cancer deaths. Much more research is needed before the technique could be tried out on people for the first time, but the fact that they were able to do this within, you know, a laboratory setting is hugely promising, okay? Still, unfortunately, to come up with something that would change each and every cell, because here's the problem, okay? When we look at cancer, just one cell is enough to mess it up for the whole body. So we would need to figure out a way how to make sure every single cell was, I guess, changed back and reset. So unfortunately, I think even in the beginning, we would still need to use chemotherapy. But who knows? Maybe in 80 years, this is something we'll be able to use. So pretty exciting stuff. It shows that somebody is doing something. So I'm pretty happy about that. I don't know if I like this headline. They say a quality doctor will help you lose weight. A quality doctor. All right, as if many of us aren't out there are not quality enough. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University has offered a diet recommendation that appears simple, because according to this one trial, they found that people who ask help from a professional, such as their doctor, will lose weight more significantly than those who try to diet by themselves. They looked at 300 obese people, and they asked participants to rank their doctor's helpfulness as they followed a weight loss program over a 2-year period. The results were published in the August 21 edition of Patient Education and Counseling and revealed that people who gave their doctors a high rating of helpfulness were able to lose much more weight compared to those who found their doctors unhelpful. Okay, well, duh. You know, I mean, if you don't like the doctor, your doctor doesn't, you know, appear to be doing anything for you, you're not going to, you know, do as well. That, like, really doesn't, you know, that's not earth-shattering there. The study asked participants to, there were a high-quality relationship between doctors and patients, they say, and the benefits of empathy, communication, trust, and collaboration to a weight loss program. These factors can make a huge difference as people struggling to lose weight, trying to stick to their diet plan. And the study looked at people who gave their doctors high helpfulness, lost 111 pounds on average. The patients who ranked their doctors as unhelpful only lost an average of 5 pounds. Here's the thing. Okay, as a practicing physician, I'll tell you the obstacles I have. Okay? Years ago, I used to, you know, help people manage weight. This is when we were working with diet pills, we were working with Weight Watchers, I remember telling my patients, okay, I need to see you every week, okay? You are going to be in my office every week. I'm going to weigh you, I'm going to be doing the cheerleading, and we are going to be right on top of it, okay? And they would come in. They would come in every week. Now, this was back then when copays were like zero or maybe $5. I remember one insurance, the copay was $2 at the time. So somebody would come in and they'd only have to pay $2. So it was easy. Okay, you're going to come in. I'm going to see you every week on the dot. Okay, on the money, every week. And you're going to weigh in, because I remember how that did so well with Weight Watchers. Okay, well, all of a sudden, you only have time to see about 25 patients a day. Okay? And then when people were coming in to weigh in, they want to talk to you. Of course they want to talk to you. You're their cheerleader. All right, so you want to take a look, you want to look at their schedule, and you want to boom, boom, boom. All right, well, after a while, it wasn't financially possible, okay, because, you know, you had to, you know, copay started to go up. If they didn't want to pay, I mean, we used to do free weight checks. Well, free weight checks, it was almost impossible to do because we started to notice that if I don't see X amount of patients a day, we can't keep the doors open. So now I have all these people I'm trying to help lose weight that want to come in for free. Now, what a lot of doctors do is they'll have somebody else. They'll have maybe a nurse or somebody else that could check in, but it's not the same as seeing, you know, as seeing the medical professionals that they want to. Even though I think nurses do an amazing job out there, what this article is saying is, you know, where you're actually getting to see your doctor. So I would love to have my patients come in for weekly. I would love it. You know, and then I give them more ideas. I give them more recipes. I would love to do that. I could just have a clinic all day doing that. But when nobody's paying for it, it is extremely difficult for a doctor to take time away to do that. Okay? One idea I was thinking of doing is maybe on a Sunday where I open up for Sunday hours, but I mean, my family's already sick and tired of me working, you know, forever. So, you know, how do I do a free weight loss clinic? How do I do that? You know, and I'd like to. And it's just going to take some extra time. But then all of a sudden, insurance was paying less. So copays had to be $20, $30, $40. Well, people didn't want to come in and spend 20 bucks a day. Of course not. So it, unfortunately, we couldn't keep it up. We just didn't have the time. We couldn't do it. We had too many people we were taking care of. But if there is a doctor's office that could do that, where you have somebody that is the cheerleader, I think that would probably be the most successful way to get people to lose weight. And I would definitely commend you guys for trying to do that. I just wish I could do that out of my clinic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the universal flu vaccine is becoming closer to a reality. All right, two separate U.S. teams have found success with an approach that hones in right now on a stable part of the flu virus. Remember the flu virus, it mutates year after year, but there's a part that's stable. If they could find a way to immunize against that part, then luck of the draw, we could then be immune with one shot. So, it's been published in the journal Science and Nature Medicine. The studies are now needed in humans to confirm that the method will work in man. I think they've already tested it in animals. So, the conventional flu shot targets molecules on the surface of the flu virus, like the H1N1, the hemagglutinins that are on there. So, they say, imagine the flu virus as a ball with lots of lollipops on stems sticking out. And these lollipops change year to year. I love that. I love lollipops. See? And the stems remain the same. So sometimes the lollipop is round, sometimes it's oval, sometimes it's triangular. And it's the stems that scientists want to focus on as part of the target for the universal flu shot. So they've been working on it, and they're trying to get away from the lollipop head, which is the hemagglutinin molecule, and the latest work seems promising. They say this leap forward compared to anything done recently, and they have good animal data, not just in mice, but ferrets and monkeys. And they've done it with bird flu virus, H5N1. So, you know, the sooner they get this, the better, and then you don't have to be getting yearly flu shots. You'll save money. I love it. I think it'll be fine because, you know, my kids hate getting shots every year. You know, they complain and they gripe and, you know, anything to make them complain less. That's the goal in life. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.